I would like this morning to think a bit about how you became a Christian, if you are a Christian, or the journey that you could be on to become a Christian. I'm going to speak on that from a very well-known story in the Bible. It's the story of a man called Zacchaeus. Now, I was brought up in a Christian family, and I don't know how many times I heard the story of Zacchaeus. And he's the man who went up a sycamore tree, and Jesus stopped at the sycamore tree and told him to come down because he wanted to have a conversation with him. And I find the story of Zacchaeus really quite interesting in two ways. Because we have the story of how Zacchaeus came to faith. But actually, for people who are Christians, I think it's a very interesting story in terms of how we can help people come to faith. And that's what I want to speak on this morning. These two aspects of the possibility of a journey to finding the Lord Jesus, and also how we who know the Lord Jesus can be alert and serious about sharing him with other people. Just to give the example of China. In China, you can't give out Christian leaflets on the street. The authorities don't allow that because it's a communist government. Or, when I was growing up, we used to have meetings, we used to have services in the open air where you would preach like I'm doing this morning, but it would be outside at the seaside or in the street or wherever. Well, you're not allowed to do that in China either. But what you are allowed to do, if somebody asks you a question, you can answer that question genuinely. And so you're not allowed to really push your faith on other people, but you can answer a question that they may ask. And the art is to have a conversation that allows them to begin to think and ask you the kind of questions that you want to answer. So that's what we're going to think about this morning for a wee while. And I would like to read the story of Zacchaeus together. Many of you might know it, but I think it's good to read God's word. And so we're going to turn, if you have a Bible, turn to Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. But if you don't have a Bible, then just listen to this very interesting story about the man who met the Lord Jesus, Zacchaeus. So here we go, from verse 1 to verse 10 of Luke chapter 19. We read that Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he couldn't see over the crowd, so he had a bit of a problem, and he really wanted to see who Jesus was. So verse 4 says, so he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. So he knew where Jesus was going, climbed up the tree to have a look and see who Jesus was. Verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest, the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today has salvation come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. God will bless that very simple reading and straightforward reading from the Bible to us. I had a PowerPoint to use this morning, But coming through security, I must have dropped it or failed to lift it back out of the tray. So I don't have any pictures or anything for you this morning. Tonight I'm going to speak about Jordan and Syria. And I had pictures for that too, but I think it's still a very interesting story. So if you're around and you want to hear what's happening amongst the Syrian refugees in Jordan, then come along and join us tonight. I've got four words this morning that I want to leave with you that describes this journey that I've been speaking about. And the first word is curiosity. So this is not a PowerPoint, it's an old-fashioned talk using a bit of paper, okay? But you'll get the words. This man Zacchaeus had a number of problems in terms of him coming to the Lord Jesus. Jesus was passing by, and this was an opportunity for Zacchaeus to meet Jesus. He had probably heard lots about who this man was, but had never actually met him. Few people in Jericho liked the man Zacchaeus, because he was a man that the ordinary people really hated. He and his colleagues had a profession that was despised by everybody else. I hope there are no bankers here, but it was that kind of thing. There were two reasons why they didn't like Zacchaeus. It was because he was a friend of the Romans. The Romans had taken over the country, and the tax collectors were collecting money on behalf of the Romans. So the general people saw the tax collectors as kind of traitors. But also, the tax collectors took more money than they were due. So they would put a wee bit on extra for themselves, and they really were defrauding the people. So Zacchaeus wasn't just an ordinary tax collector, he was higher up the tree. He was a chief tax collector. So when he got the new car and the bigger house and everything else, the people around him, they knew where the money was coming from. It was out of their pockets. So Zacchaeus was not a man that was popular. In fact, his name actually means righteous one. And he was far from that. He did not live up to his name. However, Jesus was about to help him to become what he should have been. He should have been a righteous man. He was entrusted with gathering the taxes of the people, and he should have been upright and righteous. Not only was he disliked by the people, but he was a short man. He couldn't see over the crowd, and he was wealthy. And in this verse, we discover that he's running. Now, that was not a normal thing for a chief tax collector to do. If you can imagine a senior businessman with bowler hat and an umbrella tanking down the street, that's the kind of idea. It's not a normal thing. They're normally very precise and proper, and they walk carefully and so on. So this was an unusual scenario. And it was even more unusual when people saw him climbing this tree. That was really against what he would normally have done. So why was all this going on? What was he doing? What was it all about? Why was he wanting to climb a tree? The Bible doesn't tell us why Zacchaeus wanted to meet Jesus, but he really did want to see him. In other words, he was curious. Who is this man? Those that are cynical would say he wanted to see if there was something in it for himself. Or it might just have been that he genuinely wanted to meet Jesus. He certainly was curious. Sometimes a person's search for God begins with curiosity. What is this all about? And sometimes, through an accident, through a problem in life, through some other means, God causes questions to be raised in our minds about Christians, about Christianity. And you never know how God can use something that we might say to begin a process in a person's heart and mind to begin to lead them towards the Lord Jesus. And I think there's a challenge for all of us who are Christians to be alert every single day, to be dropping a wee seed here and a wee seed there, to be asking the right kind of question just in an ordinary conversation that will begin to get people to think about who Jesus is. You see, it's not natural. The Bible tells us that it's not natural for us to seek after God. God's declaration about us is that there's nobody good. There is no righteous person, not even one. There is no one who understands the need to seek God. And we who believe in him should be grateful for God's grace in our lives. It's amazing that God can transform us from those who want nothing to do with him to those who worship, love and serve him. And I want to ask you this morning, are there things that have happened in your life that maybe have caused you to begin to think, I wonder if there really is a God in heaven? Because that's a really good place to begin. To begin to wonder whether God really exists or not. Many Chinese have become Christians because the authorities said there is no God. There is only science. Science has proved that there is no God. And yet when they come to the West, they discover that there are scientists who are Christians. It causes a question in their mind. So what the government told us isn't true. And so they begin their search. So Zacchaeus was curious and climbed the tree. That curiosity led to an opportunity. And we discover that the Lord Jesus comes along and he stops right underneath the tree and looks up and said, Zacchaeus, I want to meet you today. I want to have a meal at your house. Now that's not just a factual statement that's made in the Bible. It tells us that Jesus stopped and said this to Zacchaeus. There's an intentionality about the Lord Jesus. He didn't just happen to see Zacchaeus climbing up the tree and say, I wonder why he's up there. I'm going to call him to come down and ask him what's going on. That's not what happened. Jesus intentionally stopped at the tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down, because today I must come to your home. And one of the wonderful things about Christianity is that it's not our search for God, but it's God's search for us. And so God wants to meet us, to get to know us, to change us. And as we read this story of Zacchaeus, we see the intentionality of the Lord Jesus in calling Zacchaeus to come out of the tree so that Jesus might meet him. When Jesus said that, this was a moment of opportunity for Zacchaeus. He didn't have to come down. Or he could have come down and said, no, I don't want you to come to my house. But the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus gladly welcomed the Lord Jesus and said, yes, come to my house today. This was an opportunity. We read in the very first verse that Jesus was passing through Jericho to go to Jerusalem. This opportunity was never going to be Zacchaeus again. And if he missed it, then he had missed the possibility of having a changed life. And I can't say to you that next Sunday you'll be here again, hearing this message once again. Let me tell you a story that happened only 2 weeks ago. My father's family, there were 8 brothers and 3 sisters, 11 children. So my granny had a child every 2 years for 22 years. How do you fancy that, ladies? So a very big family. And there were only 4 of them left. My father and 3 brothers. And one of them died about 3 weeks ago. Jimmy Aiken. So I was at his funeral. And I suddenly realised that one of my cousins, John Aiken, there are five John Aikens, believe it or not, but another cousin, John Aiken, who's about 60, I noticed him at the back of the church. So I went and just chatted to him. I didn't realise he had been a bit unwell, but that was okay. And he had said to his sister, Eleanor, I would really love to go to Spain for a couple of weeks for a holiday. I've not been away for ages. And he's been unwell for a few years. So I was speaking to Eleanor and she said, I'm going to take John tomorrow to Spain for a couple of weeks. So I was chatting to him for about 15 minutes on the Thursday. He went to Spain on the Friday and he died on the Saturday. Terrible. I was absolutely shocked. And so this opportunity that Zacchaeus had is an opportunity that you have today to take this message seriously and to think about how it applies to your life and what you're going to do about it. Whether you're going to take the opportunity that is being offered to us. So Zacchaeus did. It says he welcomed Jesus gladly. There was a genuine attitude of wanting to see Jesus. And if you feel perhaps that God wants to meet with you, you should welcome him. You should do everything you can to try and find out more about him. Maybe that you have a close friend in the church here. Ask them questions. Or even say to God, even if you've never prayed before, there are many people who have prayed the prayer, God, if you are there, make yourself known to me. And God will answer that prayer in amazing ways. And so this opportunity came to Zacchaeus. There's a lovely verse in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 which was spoken to a church, but I think we can apply it to each of us. The Lord Jesus says, here I am, I'm standing at the door and knocking. If anybody hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. An invitation from the Lord Jesus for us to open the door of our lives and to come and to share with him. There might be many people, or there might be people around you who would not like you to do that. I found it very interesting that in this passage there were people who were cynical about who Jesus was. This is what they said, I think it's in verse 7. This man receives sinners and eats with them. You say, what is Jesus doing relating to this guy who's a fraud? But the wonderful news about the Lord Jesus is that he welcomes everybody. He went and he sat with the sinful people. He went with the rich people. He went with the corrupt people. And that actually is a very big challenge to us who are Christians. And there is a significant challenge for us to make contacts with people who don't know Jesus in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus himself, who was prepared to touch the life of whoever so that he may reveal his Father to them. And that's a challenge for us, I think. Not separation or isolation, but engagement with those who are around us. So that was curiosity leading to opportunity. And then the third word is reality. Because when Zacchaeus went into the house with the Lord Jesus, there is no record about what happened in that home. We don't know what they said. We don't know what they ate. We don't know what went on. But actually, when they came out, it was almost like somebody coming out, you know, how the Prime Minister or President Obama comes out to the front and makes a speech, you know, after they've had discussions in behind closed doors. That's almost the picture here with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus comes out, and what we do know is that inside that house, God had been at work, and something significant happened. Because the man who previously was a fraud and corrupt and stole from the people had his heart completely changed. Because we read that Zacchaeus was prepared to do what was ever necessary to show that a change had taken place in his heart and in his life. He was prepared to give away much of what he possessed to make restitution to the people that he had wronged. There were no ifs or buts about that. That's what Zacchaeus decided to do. And he came to faith not because he did that, but that was the result of a change in his life. He responded to his faith in the Lord Jesus by giving away the things that he had taken from other people. He gives evidence to his faith by promising to make up to those he had wronged. You see, when you put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus, there is a reality check. It's more than words. People who come to this church, I trust, don't just say that they're Christian, but don't act like Christians. There needs to be a change. There needs to be transformation in our lives. Being a Christian is not just about having devout feelings. It's about repenting, being sorry for our past, confessing our sins, and a change taking place. And sometimes things need to be faced up to when that happens. I remember as a wee boy in Forth, a village quite near here, a man coming to speak. I think his name was Tom Parry, and he came from Prestwick. Tom had been an alcoholic and so on, and he was actually a railway worker. And he became a Christian. And when he became a Christian, he realised that all the stuff they had stolen from the railway over the years, he needed to give back. And in fact, I think he lost his job and he was even put in jail for a short time. Because having become a Christian meant that there needed to be a change. There was a cost to Tom putting his faith in the Lord Jesus. And that cost was going to jail. Because he admitted that he had been wrong. He admitted that he had stolen from British Rail, and as a result of that, he had to give it all. Well, he wouldn't give it all back because he had stolen over years, but he certainly ended up being punished. And that was the reality. And sometimes, the reality of becoming a Christian is that there is a cost involved. My job involves writing a magazine which goes out every month, and in the magazine there are letters from people all over the world, and I wrote just, I think it was last week, there's going to be an article either in the November or the December magazine about a chap who in the Philippines became a Christian, and his family were very strict Catholic people, and when he became a Christian, a born again Christian, they asked him, "Are you now a born again Christian?" And he said yes, and they said, "You're no longer our son. You're our son on paper, but we want you to leave now." And he's, at this moment, he's not living in his parents' house because they're unhappy that he has put his faith in the Lord Jesus. And in some East Asian countries, that's what happens. So this isn't just an easy thing. For us here in the West, it might be. But for people in other cultures, to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus can have significant consequences. So for them, there is often a reality check, the same as there was for this man, Zacchaeus. The final word that I have for you this morning is, the first one was what? Curiosity. The second one was opportunity. The third one is reality. And the final one is certainty. Certainty. And for me, this is the best part of this story. When we become Christians, God confirms to us that we belong to him. And what's wonderful in verse 9 and 10 is that Jesus makes two declarations about Zacchaeus. Jesus says to Zacchaeus, well, earlier he had said, "Today I must stay at your house." But in these closing verses he says, "Today salvation has come to your house." Jesus affirms Zacchaeus' faith by using that phrase, salvation has come to your house. I'm really pleased now that I belonged to a house to which salvation had come. I was brought up in a Christian home. I didn't always enjoy that. As a 14-year-old, I remember going to church on a Sunday and my friends playing football down in the park, and I really wanted to be with them because church was boring. But now I look back and I think, I'm glad I didn't go with them. I'm glad I went to church. I wonder if salvation has come to your house. Or I wonder if you become a Christian today, if the Lord Jesus would be able to say, salvation has come to your house today. And that home will never be the same again. It will be changed. It will be a home where Jesus is honoured and where God is worshipped. But then the Lord Jesus goes on to say something else. He says, this man too is a son of Abraham. This man too is a son of Abraham. You see, without going into a great big long explanation, Abraham in the Old Testament was a man who expressed faith in God. And what Jesus is saying about this man Zacchaeus, who was a fraud, who was corrupt, he's saying, this man too, even a man like Zacchaeus can have faith in God. And he says, this man too, even this man, is a son of Abraham. The Lord Jesus finishes by saying, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And right through the Gospel of Luke, Luke shows us, gives us a glimpse into the lives of people who didn't know God and therefore were termed lost, and how they came to find and know him. And that can be your experience today. You can come and know the Lord Jesus. You can come and have your sins forgiven. And like Zacchaeus, you can have your life completely changed. And you can be sure that this is what has happened in your life. I trust that this morning, if you've never done that, that would be your experience. And for those of us who do belong to the Lord Jesus, I wonder if we would be prepared to take up the challenge in this week that we've now come into, to be, as we encounter different people, perhaps just say something that will challenge them or cause a question to be raised in their mind, so that we will be a link in the chain of events that they might eventually come and find the Lord Jesus.